Hello.
Hey.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
Good. Good. Had another good day today, and one more day to wrap it up tomorrow.
What are your initial impressions of Patterson, getting him out and some full team work?
They've been good impressions. He's definitely gifted with his size and his speed, and he's really asserting himself in the meeting room, trying to learn our system.
What does he need to do to take that next step and work himself into a real contributing role?
I think get more familiar with the system and play faster, less thinking, more reacting.
Coach, through the course of this offseason, OTAs, minicamp, still so early, what progress have you seen in Christian that you're pleased with to this stage?
I think he's more comfortable, too. This is his second orthodox offseason. He didn't have one initially after he was drafted, and so there are many or much fewer unknowns for him at this stage even than there were a year ago. So he's knows more of what to expect and can kind of let himself go a little bit and not be so guarded.
What do you measure in this stage of the offseason with him in a format that's obviously a little different?
Well, decision-making is one of them. Physical throwing is the other. We always want to be very accurate, and we're always working on our feet in the quarterback room. So his decision-making we're assessing every day with all these competitive periods. It's been good.
When you talk about less thinking for Cordero, is that just a matter of repetition getting out here, or is there something that he has to do when you see rookies kind of make that adjustment from thinking to just reacting?
I think it's a process, and it takes turns or repetitions, and we're trying to provide him as many turns as we can without wearing him out.
How much have you told Greg or told Cordell to watch Greg just to try and, you know, learn from him, take a page from what he's doing, veteran presence?
That's definitely taken place. Greg is a super leader in that room and really for our whole offense. So Cordell, I know, has taken a bunch of notes both in the meeting room and on the field, with relation to how Greg does it.
How important is that, too, for a player to watch a player as opposed to a coach telling a player, hey, do this, but instead you watch guys been around as long as Jennings has?
Well, that's one way that players learn. Sometimes they learn by seeing it written or drawn or on film, but a lot of guys learn by watching someone else do it or watching their coach, if he's young enough, demonstrate. But that's an essential part of learning, is watching somebody else do it.
For a guy like Greg, too, what's this transition like where you're in an offense with the verbiage in Green Bay for so long and you come here? How quick does that transition sort of start to take place for him?
Well, it's ongoing. He's not going to feel altogether comfortable because he was ingrained for those number of years in Green Bay. So there's another process that we're working through.
It's kind of rare for a guy like Greg, though, to not only help someone like Patterson, but embrace it. Like, he's having fun with it. He really likes him. I mean, that's rare for a guy at this level to be asked that, but then to take it the next step.
Yeah, it is. And I would imagine, I wouldn't speculate who it was, but somebody probably took him under their respective wing in Green Bay, and he's returning the favor to the next generation.
Coach, how does an offensive coordinator approach the idea of balance when he has a running back like Adrian Peterson?
Well, the more first downs we get, the more we get to stay on the field. Offense is so different than defense. Where in defense, if you're successful, you get to go three and out and sit on the bench. On offense, we want to stay out there. And so the better we become running the ball, which we're already pretty good with Adrian, if we can be better throwing the ball, we can stay out there and everybody can get more touches or more opportunities. And that's our plan, is to be more productive in the passing game, to balance the running game with Adrian, and then everyone will get their shot.
Adrian was getting a day rest,
did it? Yep, I think he was doing some work inside. Yeah.
This time of the offseason, is there more experimentation going on with the offense and, you know, maybe telling quarterbacks that go ahead and take some chances you normally wouldn't?
A little bit. We want to have a little trial and error at this time of the year, but we also want to be effective and efficient. So there's a fine line there of taking chances but not getting careless. But we've got the whole playbook in, and some of the guys' minds are swimming because we don't have a game plan that we can hone in on. We've had a full spring of offense, and we're really pushing them mentally, stretching them.
Is that generally ahead of where you would be, having the full playbook in at this point? Or it seems like usually that's kind of a training camp deal, right?
Well, we've had a tremendous spring. The way that the offseason is structured with the phase one, phase two, and phase three, we've had a lot of good football time, and we felt comfortable staying on the gas.
Level of progress with a couple of your third and fourth quarterbacks, Vandenberg and Bethlehem Thompson?
Yeah, we like both of them. They've both done a good job. They just get the scraps. They don't get a lot of plays. They stand back there for 15, 20, 25 minutes, get cold, and then they get thrown in there and they're asked to perform at a high level. But both of them are very sharp, and they're working very hard.
How Bannon Bird, but is there anything that impresses you this one?
Well, he's got great visualization skills. He doesn't get a lot of turns, but I feel like he knows our system very well. He can visualize the concepts. He knows protections. And when he gets in there, the wheels don't fall off. He definitely belongs up here.
What are you hoping to learn about Joe Webb through all this process as he makes the transition?
Well, Joe just needs time on task. Joe's a great athlete. He's a team-oriented person. He just needs turns at running routes and catching balls and doing wide receiver jobs.
What's the best case scenario in your vision for him?
Well, that he can contribute on game day. We want our best 46 guys dressed on game day, and we want each of them to have a role that can help us win.
Bill, with a lot of your veterans now in the third year in this offensive system, how, if at all, has the communication changed in terms of not just you dictating the offense to them, but them telling you what they want to do as well?
There's been good interaction, good feedback, I think, between the veterans and the coaches. We've got a great center in John Sullivan. He gives us good feedback. Charlie Johnson, Phil Lodeholt, those are steady guys up front that can really communicate very well, so we're thankful for that. And then the skill position helps to have Greg here. Kyle Rudolph will be in his third year. Christian's going in his third year, so they're evolving into being veteran guys that can provide their insight.
Do you have to be meldable as a coordinator, too, to sort of grow with them in this process?
Well, we definitely want to be that way. A lot of the players playing at this level are the guys that invented these techniques in the first place, and so we'd be crazy not to listen to them.
Given your playing days, do you ever empathize with Toby and what he's had to go through these 4 years of just being stuck behind a superstar?
Well, Toby's done a fantastic job. He stepped up for us 2 years ago when Adrian got hurt. Even before Adrian's knee, Adrian had the ankle, and Toby stepped up and did a great job for us. So he's our steady Eddie. He's there every day. He knows his protections. He hits the hole. The ball goes where it's supposed to, and he's just pining away a little bit.
What's the difficulty of needing the amount of patience that he's needed for these 2 years?
Well, it's hard when you get the butterflies and the anxieties before a game, and then you don't get to exercise them. And I know Toby has had to do that a lot because there's a certain build-up to every game on Saturday or Sunday, and then when you don't get to go out there and do your thing, you're a little bit of a wreck there Sunday night, and then it comes back and you get ready to do it the next week.
Coach Musgrave?
He also said that it's kind of a humbling thing after what he went through in college, being how he was and then doing this. Have you noticed that? That's kind of impressive to see someone still be steady Eddie and have to have a dose of that.
Yeah, but that is a transition when you're big man on campus and number two in the Heisman trophy balloting, and then you come and you're not the focal point of an offense. That's a definite transition. It's hard to scale back like that. Great. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
Thanks.
See you, Jeff. You're okay? See you.